Western South Dakota Community Action occupies a big warehouse in an industrial park. But out back of the building, industry gives way to green space.
Back in June and early July, we had blossom end rot on a lot of these, but they grow out of it.
Will Giardino tends tomatoes in a hoop house, a kind of long, low greenhouse.
It comes from the plant not being able to get to the calcium in the soil because the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, there's too much of it. So a lot of it's caused by over-fertilization.
Giardino says the hoop house holds in the heat that helps tomato plants bloom and extends the growing season.
Beautiful tomatoes going here.
We have 75 plants under here. And we had a bunch more in pots, but of course the freeze got everything outside. There's 75 pepper plants over here, and we've produced so far 2,500 pounds out of this garden alone.
Some of these tomatoes and peppers will go home with people who struggle to afford fresh produce.
Our Back to Basic Food Project has distributed over 330,000 pounds of fresh produce.
That's Linda Edel, Executive Director of the Community Action Program, and I'm going to repeat that number she just gave. That's 330,000 pounds of fresh produce distributed to more than 12,000 people in 15 counties.
We have worked with the people at the farmers market to obtain their produce at the end of the day and their surplus produce, and we get it for a reduced cost and then we distribute it to low-income people.
Edel says Community Action also distributes garden kits to more than 1,500 families a year so they can grow their own produce. But the growing season is finite and people have to eat all year. So to bridge that gap, Community Action has now started teaching people how to preserve that good food. This fall, the program held two canning classes using some of those hoop house tomatoes and peppers to make salsa. Darlene Stulkin says salsa isn't the only dip in town.
We also have a cucumber dill dip. One of them's made with cream cheese and mayo, and the other one's made with sour cream with zucchini sticks and carrot sticks. Just want to try to show people that there's other ways to eat your vegetables.
Stulkin shows off Community Action's new commercial kitchen, headquarters for all that canning. A little jar on the countertop catches my eye.
Is this bread in this jar?
It is.
Was that baked in there?
That was baked in there. This was actually just a recycling project, just another way to use the canning jars that people have in their basements and don't know what to do with.
Be a good use for the chipped ones.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Stulkin says Community Action plans to offer use of the kitchen to entrepreneurs.
That's if someone wants to start a new business and they need a place to make their products commercially because they can't do it in their own kitchen. Like somebody is making jellies or somebody is making, we had one person call that's making bread and they have to do it in a commercial kitchen if they're going to sell it retail.
Canning produce can be a fairly expensive proposition. First, there are the ingredients, the produce and the pickling spices, salt, lemon juice, vinegar, and so forth. It's about $25 for a mid-size water bath canner and much more for a pressure canner, which is necessary for low-acid produce and meat. In stores, jars are around $10 a dozen. But Ida Maurice Nortland says there are ways to cut costs. One is to find used equipment.
You can buy those at rummage sales quite often, especially older people that are selling out have jars.
Snortland, retired from SDSU Extension Services, says you should be sure the jars are made specifically for canning.
You make sure that the lid is, or the top of the jar is chip-free, smooth. If you cut your fingers you do going around it, it's not good. Throw it away. No, recycle it someplace.
Or you can use it to bake bread. Snortland says Community Action plans to expand canning and food preparation lessons next year, and not just using fresh produce from the farmers' markets.
Using what's in your food boxes or the food that you can buy with your EBT card or the food that WIC offers, Women's, Infants, and Children Food Program.
So if Community Action's plans go forward, a lot of low-income people will have the pleasure of popping the seal on a home can jar of produce in midwinter and savoring the flavor and nutrition of summer. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.